Chapter 3.
Damn! Major General Nairn, still in a dressing gown, still with a cold, stared out of the window. He turned as Lieutenant Rogers, having announced Sharp, left the room. The eyes, under the straggling eyebrows, looked at Sharp. Damn!
Sir?
Cold as a parson's bloody heart.
Sir?
This room, Sharp.
It was an office, one table smothered in maps, which in turn were littered with empty cups and plates, snuff boxes, two half-eaten pieces of cold toast, a single spur, and a marble bust of Napoleon on which someone, presumably Nairn, had inked embellishments which made the Emperor of the French look like a simpering weakling. The Major General crossed to the table and lowered himself into a leather chair.
"So what have you heard about this bloody massacre, Major? Cheer an old man up and tell me you've heard nothing."
"I'm afraid I have, sir."
"Well, what, man?"
Sharp told him what had been preached in the church that morning, and Nairn listened with fingers steepled in front of his closed eyes. When Sharp finished, Nairn groaned.
"God in his heaven, Major, it couldn't be bloody worse, could it?"
Nairn swiveled in the chair and stared across the roofs of the town.
"We're unpopular enough as it is with the Spanish. They don't forget the 17th century, blast their eyes. And the fact that we're fighting for their bloody country doesn't make us any better. Now the priests are preaching that the heathen British are raping anything that's Catholic with a skirt on. God, if the Portuguese are believing it, what the hell are they believing over the border? They'll be petitioning the Pope to declare war on us next."
He turned back to the desk, leaned back, and closed his eyes.
"We need the cooperation of the Spanish people, and we're hardly likely to get it if they believe this story. Come!"
This last word was to a clerk who had knocked timidly on the door. He handed Nairn a sheet of paper, which the Scotsman looked through, grunting approval.
"I need a dozen summons."
"Yes, sir."
When the clerk had gone, Nairn smiled slyly at Sharp.
"Be sure your sins will find you out, eh? I burn a letter from that great and good man, the bloody chaplain general, and today I have to write to every bishop and archbishop inside spitting distance."
He mimicked a cringing voice.
"The story is not true, Your Grace. The men were not from our army, Your Holiness, but nevertheless we will apprehend."